All right, y'all, you already know what it is. New episode, King's Landing. You know, you got your boy Jared. Follow me at ________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________
King, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. Follow your boy.
And as always, follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at the Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnetwork and visit the bcnet.com. So we got a W. It is victory week. You know, victory podcast. We 2-for-2 right now. I'll take a little win streak. We've had none of those under Arthur Smith. This is the first one. So I'll take it. You know, I know Browns was banged up. No Deshaun Watson, but hey, wins are hard to come by. I'm gonna take it because if we lost, it would have been bad.
You know, it's nice to come to go to work on a victory Monday on a streak. They put in some good work, brother.
They did. The crowd put in good work too. Shout out to the Falcon fans that were in attendance.
Falcons fans.
So, hey, I want to start it off. We had a few good over-under calls last week. I don't know if you went back and recapped yourself, but you said the over-under for one Nick Chubb to run for over 125 yards.
And what did he run for?
118.
Ooh, yes, sir.
And we both called the over on that, so I gave. Shout out to the Falcons defense. They still gave up 177 on the yard, on 177 yards on the ground. You definitely called Kareem Hunt getting off a little bit. But, you know, for a game where I thought they were just going to go and get 200 easy, to only give up 118 to Chubb, 49 to Kareem Hunt. You got down to the 1 yard line twice and didn't give up a touchdown. You know, I'm not too mad at that.
You missing one more, brother.
Come on, I got another over under.
Because your boy almost pissed down his leg again.
Mariota's fumbles. Over fumbles lost was set at 0.5. I took the under and Mariota came through. We had two fumbles, but he didn't lose neither.
He almost lost the game.
Man, hey, that's what we signed up for. We signed up for this roller coaster.
He need a new nickname.
You thought of one?
Island Boy.
Ooh, man. Yeah, that was a year too early. They should have waited for Mariota. That's the one they needed. Man. But shoot, the other thing we said, Mariota got his streak alive. He's going to fumble, interception. He threw the pick to Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
Bad pass. I don't know, man. I know I said last week, Mariota made me eat my words in like 4 days. I was like, I don't know. Maybe he makes the season. Maybe Ritter can sit. After 3 games, Mariota was looking fine. I think this was the absolute floor falling out for Mariota. Like, this is the worst possible game that he could have had this early at home, to the point where you complete 7 passes and your head coach literally takes the ball out of your hands as much as he possibly can. Like, I don't know what you do.
I think it was a gift and a curse, though, brother. It gave them the confidence that they can run the ball with multiple runners, because we won a game with 7 completed passes. That's about as elementary as it gets. That's like, you used to get points off Madden for doing some stuff like that. Yeah. Win a game with under 10 passes.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You got some
gold coins.
I get that. That is a gift, because it was like, it's a team win. It was one of those ones where it's like, look, we can win. We get blown out if that's Matt Ryan. Matt's my dog. But if that's a game where Matt Ryan only completes 7 passes, that's probably a 40-10 loss. But they found a way to win. Like, I said it, what, 2 weeks ago, a week ago? Arthur Smith, elite. And I'm going to stand on them words. And it's like, that's one of those games where it's like, it's no ego. It's like, all right, look, we're going to run the ball. I'm going to call 10 straight runs. I'm going to put Caleb Huntley in the game. Caleb Huntley was on the practice squad on Saturday. Put Caleb Huntley in the game. Boy, got loose. Tyler Algier, boy, got loose. Even Avery Williams, who I know you don't like, got loose. And it's like, you know, Arthur Smith, the old offensive lineman, I know he was like, I know I'm going to go to my big uglies and we're just going to lean on them. Chris Lindstrom, go have the game of your life. Caleb McGarry, go have the game of your life, and we just going to run the ball.
It's not that I don't like Avery Williams. I don't like the thought of a corner starting a little around Algier. I don't like him playing before Algier.
Yeah.
Like, you not you spending a fifth-round pick and you playing a converted corner at running back over a dominating rusher from college football. Like, Algier wasn't no slouch. Like, Avery Williams, yeah, he got some good punt returns last year, yep. But Algier was a dog in college.
Yep.
But, and we saw it, right. I think it's going to be nice to have the stable of backs if we can hold on to him once we roll off Cordero next year. You think he'll stay next year?
Oh, yeah. He ain't going anywhere. He's retiring in Atlanta.
He got that shaking knee.
We got enough running backs.
Speaking of shaking knees, shout out to AJ Terrell for shutting down Amari
Cooper.
Yeah. I told you I didn't believe in Cooper.
Hey.
I thought he was gonna get a pick, but
you called it.
Shut him down. Hurt some folks' fantasy teams too.
key to the game, AJ. Young AJ Terrell. That's two for two.
Shut it down.
And he traveled. He covered him, what, 80% of the snaps he was out there, gave up one catch for 9 yards, and that was early in the game. Defense, it was rough. I got some critiques on the defense. But when you on the field for 35 minutes, you were on the field for 20 minutes of the first half, and you only gave up 10 points. You on the field for, you know, half the second half. After that, all them three and outs in the third quarter, I got to give them credit. Like, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't sexy. You called a low-scoring game. That's exactly what we got. You said, 23-18.
First, I said it was going to be in the 20s.
Yeah.
Then I said the 18-23. I said, remember I said you can't win this ball game with a field goal. You go out to score, and it got to the point where it was 3-point lead, 4-point lead, 3-point lead, 4-point lead.
Yep. And it's like the tough part of about games like this is like that clock was moving so fast. I'm in the bar. I looked up, and we're going to halftime. It's like 10 minutes left in the second quarter of the Jags-Eagles game. I'm like, dog. We done blazed through this half. Like, that running clock had them stressed. Like, everybody was stressed. But, you know, I think Arthur knew what he was getting into coming into this game. And I think he didn't want to run the ball too early. Like, we all knew Clowney wasn't there. We knew Myles Garrett wasn't there. We knew Taven Bryan wasn't there. And so it's like, you know, you wait to the second half to really lean in on that running game. And not let them adjust to it, not let them get a 20-minute break in halftime to adjust to it and recalibrate your defense. It was smart. I mean, you don't expect Mariota to be a full-blown pumpkin in the first half. He completed, five passes? But they also only had 17 plays in the first half. So, I mean, it was just one of those games where it's like Mariota looked terrible. But he also looked terrible in the circumstance. He probably could have completed 10 passes instead of 7. But
that's wreck ball.
It was bad.
That's wreck ball. I mean, you know, he was going up against some quality DBs. So, you know, I get a Browns that between a rookie going up against Ward you pretty much shut him down. And now you got Kyle Pitts and everybody else with Mariota throwing. Like I said, it's like watching a backup play football, watching two backups play football. And that's exactly what it looked like with Mariota on the field. And Peoples Jones got off too. Caught that one.
Yep.
I don't know who he got off on, but I saw that bomb.
D offered. He redeemed himself. Hey.
Yeah, he did. Sealed the D win. Offered.
So
you know your mother don't like that last name.
Hey, not a lot of Falcons fans like that last name, but you know, we're gonna he's making a return.
Yeah. He gotta put on for his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, Alfred, what is he doing back?
It's a new one, mama.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I mean, and it's like that secondary, that Brown secondary is for real. Like I said it, like you got Ward, you got Emerson, you got my dog Grant Delpit. Grant Delpit almost got ran over by Tyler Algier. You know, you could tell Mariota was not trusting what he was seeing, and it's like that's what that secondary could do. That's what that, you know, like D-line is bad. The linebackers are little, but they're fast. But it's like when you got secondary who can man up, who can run all kind of coverages, Mariota is not the type of he's not a quarterback. He is not the type who is going to figure out a muddy picture and throw a tight window. And the one time he did, it got picked off.
Yeah, and you know, the way these teams are constructed, the AFC North, if you think about it, they got to go against Lamar and the Bengals. So they have to have a strong corner and some solid edges. And Shoot, they didn't have any edges like a ball chick. Not this game.
So, yeah, but I think we good, man. We rolling. Like we said last week, you see one win. You see it's like seeing the ball go in the hoop. We got another win. We're the only team in the South with a winning streak. Only team in the South who won on Sunday. So I'm optimistic. I'm glad that the crowd was lit. You know, the dome was packed out. I'm never going to call it the Benz. The dome was packed out. And the team gave them the win. Like, that's one of those games where it's like you already got them. You had them in there for the Saints game week one, and you broke their hearts. That was a tough crowd walking out that stadium. But for them to come back and be packed out for a game against the Browns and to be rewarded with a win.
Ready.
Like,
ready.
Yeah.
As soon as that come on, turned up.
Yeah. And it's like, I think Arthur Smith, like, the crowd is starting to take on, like, they're taking to what they're building. Y'all weren't in there like that a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Heck no, because we were watching Matty Ice.
Like,
watching that same old show.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this new. It's something new. Mm-hmm. And
they're playing hard.
Once they started running the ball, like, Falcon fans like to be entertained and to see that over and over, and to see, oh, y'all can't stop it. Oh, the crowd's like, oh, we about to talk so much shit.
So much. And they in there barking, acting like some dogs. Yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and let you. I'm gonna throw you a lob. Michael Walker, what was your grade for his game on Sunday?
We going on ABC or we going numbers?
How do you want to grade him?
He led the team in tackles, and you know that don't mean nothing to me. He gets a 74.
Okay, that's not too harsh.
That's 74.
I think
I'm glad DMPs put him down at outside backer for those snaps because that's where he's naturally a fit and brought in, you know, my boy Fofo. He didn't play the best game either, but it's, you know, he gets rookie leeway for me. Next year, if I see that foolishness, it's over with. But yeah, your boy was getting ew. Kareem Hunt in the middle of the field. Ew. Y'all go check that highlight. Pulling guard. He not reading pulling guards, brother. And you telling me he got green dot like a Walmart card? He's supposed to be money. He was not that. When them guards started pulling, he was missing the gaps. He was missing the holes. He was missing the lanes. Nick Chubb seeing all of it, and he hitting it. Nick Chubb see that lane. That he saw that hole to that left. Bounce. Touchdown. About 20, 30 yards. Straight Michael Walker.
28 yards.
You get an F off that just straight up. But, you know, I can tell you, I ain't about to knock him all the way down. But, boy.
Five points from a failing grade. No, I agree. Like, it's it, –
Nah, you
it's
know,
one
you
of those games where it's like,
70, you, yeah, five, yeah. What'd you say? Yeah, about
it's one of those games where it's like you knew going in, it was going to be a D line and linebacker. You were gonna have to show up. You're gonna have to get off the bus, tighten up your jock strap,
because
you're gonna be having, you're gonna have 60 minutes of having to tackle Nicholas Chubb, who is a whole 5'11", 230 pounds, and that boy is running.
Facts. I'm watching down, kick out all game.
Yep.
And he's stepping like, the wrong way. I'm watching a guard and a tackle pull, and you're still stepping left, and they're going right.
Yep.
That's elementary, brother.
Yep.
That's Mariota work.
Yep. And it's like you could see he was hesitant at times. And it's like that's what I keep going back to, where it's like I hope the plan long term is Troy Anderson gets the green dot. Let him call the plays and just let Michael Walker play. Because that's how he plays. You see when they get lined up, he don't move. He'll get set and they can shift in motion. And he's just sitting there just looking at the play. And it's like, bro, you got to react. Like, football is dynamic and he's playing what's on paper. And so it's like, it's productive because Dean Pease is no fool. He knows how to at least draw it up. He'll get you in the right spot. But when the picture change and the play change, he not adjusting with it. And so it's like, you see Troy flashing. Like you said, Troy going to make some rookie mistakes. But then Troy make a play where it's like, okay, Troy, okay, I see what you're doing. You see that athleticism. You know, you see his size, the physicality. I mean, when he's shooting his gaps, he's moving bodies with him.
Exactly. And that's what I don't see from Walker.
Mm-mm.
And even in coverage, like I'm sitting here watching them drop. What was that? Njoku with that what was that corner route?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of the game? Michael Walker all day long. The untrained, I won't call it that. They're going to blame it on the safeties. But I know that you got to carry that tight end. And the coverage rolls. They had a backside drag and a corner tight end. That's where the pass got completed. That's all him. But he's down 2 yards off the line of scrimmage. He's supposed to be 18 yards back with Njoku, where the safety is, underneath. Then he's sitting up here running up, chasing the cheese, for everybody that don't know that, running and catching the little bait in front of you instead of dropping back and letting the cheese sit there, just like we talked about, come up and hit them until they don't want to be hit no more. He running right up next to him and then try to jump and tip a ball that could have been easily intercepted if he would have just played it right.
Yep.
Rashawn Evans had his drop right. Michael Walker biting on cheese, and they hitting Michael Walker right behind him. So I need just the basics of playing LB to just come
awareness.
Out. Yeah, you a linebacker. You can make an open field tackle. If you don't, you got your boys coming. Don't be biting on that 2 yard route, 3 yard route.
Yep.
I'm interested to see how this unfolds, brother, because it's going to be interesting. Because I'm thinking we're going to bring a rock head in here.
It's going to be rock head.
That's what I need.
Yeah. I mean, shoot. You see, they talk about bringing Will Compton in. So I know Will Compton ain't no star, but.
I mean, you know what number he wear, too.
Hey, what number you wear?
Nico Siete.
Yes, man. But yeah. No, I mean, it's October. We're four games in. Michael Walker's done some good. I think the things he's bad at, it's his first year starting, and he's calling plays. So I think it's just, you know, it's a lot on his plate.
And that's what I'm saying.
I want to see come December that it's like, if, like you said, if we sitting here calling like, all right, bro, I need better tackling. What's the three A's? Assignment and alignment.
Thank you.
I need that improvement. I don't care if he's still missing tackles. As long as he meet Nick Chubb on a touchdown run and misses the tackle, I can live because you got there. I can't live with you getting hung up on a block that didn't even get to you.
Facts.
I can't live with you not shifting the defense with motion because you only focused on your gap. You focused on one thing. Like, he got to get more bigger picture.
And Thomas Edward is coming to town. No, we're going to Thomas. So he's going to be pointing right at him too. Watch. All game. Tom is going to be like, number three.
Yep.
I'm curious to see. Are we talking about next week yet? Or you want to stay on this week? Because you know, I'm chomping at the bit.
You've been itching to talk about next week since last week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, I got a couple shouts out. Let me shout out my dog, Richie. Richie
Paper Mache Jones.
Richie had another good game. You saw Richie with a one-on-one tackle on Nick Chubb by himself. Like, I'm just glad Richie's showing up. Like, everybody was last year, we need to play Richie. We got bums, blah, 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 blah. It shouldn't be this hard to learn the playbook, blah, 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 blah. And now it's like Richie's balling. Like, let Richie do his thing. So I'm glad Richie's balling. I'm glad to see Grady continue to be a closer. You know, that's another late game sack.
Facts.
To be game changer. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's,
we need those kind of plays from Michael Walker.
Yep.
Like, if you're gonna have that responsibility, Grady has that responsibility on D line.
Yep.
You're the Grady in linebackers.
Yep.
AJ is for the corners.
Yep.
Richie is for the safeties.
Yep.
It ain't like we just picking on this man. He got the most responsibility probably in the defense.
Yep.
You want to keep it 100. And he's not getting it.
It's expectation. We want Michael Walker to be great. It's like we got Grady, we got Richie, we got AJ. And it's like even the ends, it's like Lorenzo Carter's doing fine. Ebiketie's doing fine. It's like
balling. Ebiketie balling.
Where's the linebacker?
Where is he wearing number three? Like, you got to be sweet for real if you're going to wear number three. Like, Ray Lewis should have won number three.
My dog, a linebacker wearing a single digit and scared to come downhill.
Right. I ain't seen him knock nobody out yet.
Yep.
He playing tiddlywinks with pulling guards, and they just moving him. Njoku, man, he was lined up one-on-one. When Njoku moved him off the spot and out the way, moved him out the club. Nick Chubb came right behind him, said, cut up underneath, upfield.
Yep.
Yards, hit by seven of them, I think.
Yep.
I'm like, no, you can't be the man and get moved by a tight end, period.
Yep.
I don't care if it is Njoku.
He need to pay for it. Like, that's like you said, he ain't put nobody on their ass yet. Like, he ain't brought – He's 6'3", 230. You need to be bringing it.
Thank you.
At least for the sake of it. At least to send a message where it's like, today ain't the day. You come this way, somebody going to get it in their face.
I ain't seen it. I ain't even seen that attitude.
Nope.
Not that mindset ain't even there. I think that's why I say I need a rockhead.
No, fool. I just want you going there just blowing stuff up.
Yeah. Rashawn be out there going crazy, but Rashawn is at he's in a different spot in the defense. Michael Walker is in the spot, in the premier spot. He just doesn't understand it. Rashawn is like playing off of him. Like, I watch Rashawn and I'm like, you know, there's only so much he can do. he makes some bad reads, but it's not as bad. It's not as much of a game breaker when Rashawn makes a bad read as it is when Michael Walker makes a bad read. And it's like, I watched Jacoby Brissett literally just look at this man pre-snap. Okay. We're going to read him. All right. Okay. He out of alignment. He not even moving with the motion. Come back motion. Come back over here. We got something for him. Fake toss. Roll out. Let me hit this corner. Huh.
Yep.
So.
But yeah.
He gotta be a dog. He gotta be more vocal. He gotta be more of a head hunter. Like, I need it all. And you number three in Atlanta, bro. Like, that ain't, you can't be out here like that. You gotta come with the juice.
Yep.
I just want to see, can I get a Willie Moe hit? Like something like that.
I just want to hit a linebacker hit.
Right.
So, but them the only shout outs I got. Them the only shout outs I got. I'm glad to see
one more time for AJ Terrell, though.
Yeah, man. Westlake's finest showed up in the A.
Yeah.
D offered from the South Side, Caleb Huntley from the South Side. That's one of those things. Shout out to Terry Fontenot, man. Terry done brought these boys in, and they got pride in Atlanta. And you just saw it on Sunday.
And Georgia. Lorenzo Carter out there.
Yep.
What's the name? Malone made a good play. I seen him out there.
Put him on the edge. Good play. What'd you say? Why are we playing Quentin Bell? Give D'Angelo Malone these snaps.
Let this man play. This man is a dog.
Yep.
I like these young boys, especially the youngins on the edge. I think we can move from Lorenzo Carter and be straight.
I'm keeping Lorenzo. Lorenzo, one of those guys. You keep him. He just like a good, just steady, just okay. I'm gonna go get a fool like Jalen Carter if they draft him high enough. Cause then Lorenzo can play off of him. And then even if Ebiketie develops or Lorenzo's your third, like Lorenzo is what they want Ogundeji to be. Ogundeji having a rough go right now.
Yeah, you know, you deep in that rabbit hole.
Yeah,
that's your special right there.
But I think, hey, shout out to Terry. He brought a bunch of Georgia boys to the city. And you seeing the pride in the team. You seeing the character of the team. Like, they are not gonna get pushed around. You know, they not soft. It ain't just a check for them. It's like, bro, like, I ain't about to get embarrassed in front of my family.
And it's not just family, it's my folks, like my people here, like my homies here.
Yeah.
Like, we at the crib. My old ball coach probably here.
Yep.
Hey, I know they watching.
Yep. Man. All right. Next week. Battle for the South. Get to see one Julio Jones.
Young paper mache.
Man. Is he going to even play?
No. You know Julio ain't playing against us.
I was about to say, I don't even know his health situation right now. Damn, man.
Julio milking that check. Julio getting what he's owed.
What is he owed?
All them lost years from Matt.
Oh, hey, shots fired.
What Matt Ryan looking like? What them Colts looking like right now?
Man, we were watching the game. People around me were just like, oh, poor Matt, just getting abused.
Yeah, the rest of the league talking about poor Matt. I'm like, poor Falcons fans, we had to deal with this. And we were still riding. Like, that's the other part.
Hey, we can be a bit foolish sometimes. We're riding with Marcus Mariota right now, but that is neither here nor there. So
you know, we like fleet-foot quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They can make all the mistakes in the world. We still ride with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big who. I don't know if Julio gonna play, brother. We're gonna see though. Because he only got what, two targets? He got two catches, two targets last game.
He got 2 targets, 1 catch. He was out there doing an Amari Cooper impression. He got 1 catch for 7 yards.
He sounded like Kadarius Toney. That's a check.
Mm-hmm.
That's Did we bad. Win?
I don't know, man. The Bucks. I'm confused on the Bucks right now. Like, they went, you know, week one, you open up, beat Dallas, which, again, I mean, I don't know how much you judge it when Dak gets hurt in the middle of the game. Week two, they beat New Orleans 20-10, which we all know New Orleans is trash. We should have beat them.
Hot trash. They lost the war. They won the battle. But yeah. They still losing.
And they had no first round pick. Them boys would beat. They have the number 3 overall pick in the draft right now. And they don't have it. But neither here nor there.
They're gonna put them paper bags back on their heads.
Yeah. Then they play the Packers, lost to the Packers by 2. That was a close one. And then you get boat raised versus the Chiefs. Chiefs put up 41.
Mm-mm.
So I don't see them. The last two, they won on the road, lost at home. They are 0-2 at home right now. I don't know. I don't see Tom Brady losing 3 games in a row. I don't see, especially when you get 41 put up on you, that defense is going to be mad. And Mariota's not the type that can capitalize against this. But, you know, that running game was for real. That running game was for real on Sunday. And everybody's like, oh, that was a backup D-line. I don't care, man. Like, what they did, what they put on display was high-quality run blocking.
Sure was.
When you knew they were going to run the ball, like you knew they took the ball out of Mario's hands, you knew they were running the ball, and they were still getting 6 yards a clip. So,
Continuity. Them big boys are moving in unison. I loved it. Good zone block. Good zone reading. Running backs. Reading them holes. Algier peeking. Nope. Mm-mm. Hitting the edge. Huntley hitting it hard. Reading blocks.
Yup.
What old ball coach say? Better follow them butts.
Follow them. They were doing it, bro.
Cut off the butts.
They were doing it. And it's like, you know, when you got that, what Caleb McGarry said, when a coach called a run, it's like Christmas. It was a whole half of Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I mean, it's just one of ones. I think.
And they're healthy.
The Falcons are healthy. Like you said, they are in a groove right now. And they've been battling. Like, that's the thing, too, that people, you know, going into the season, like we said, it's like everybody's like, oh, this is the worst roster. I'm like, we don't have any bad players. And they added enough, you know, assholes to the team where it's like they ain't out of any game. Like, they have battled every game. We talking one possession games, down 25 points against the champs and still made it a game. They ain't scared of nobody. And I think last 2 wins, they're going to be going down to Tampa to prove a point.
I just need them to stay healthy.
Yeah. Shout out to Cordell. Let Cordell rest his knee for a few games. We got the young legs.
What did I tell you last game? Do we play Cordell or do we let Algier run? Let them young boys run. They're hungry. Yeah.
That's what Cordell,
you're old dog too. Cordell like, man, I'll meet y'all back on the stretch. Y'all win some game.
Yep. So I don't know. I mean, the Bucks will be. I don't know, man. It's just, it's tough. Like, they're so banged up that it's like I don't even know who's gonna play on Sunday. Like, Julio hurt. Chris Godwin be in and out the lineup. You know, it's
10 targets though, brother.
Who?
Godwin.
Oh yeah, he gonna get targets.
Who's AJ gonna try? Who's gonna follow him?
I'd put AJ on Mike Evans. Nah, I'm probably not traveling. I'm not traveling with either. But you know, I'm It's just tough. Mike Evans probably goes for 100 yards and a touchdown. Because they're gonna get Mike Evans on guys like Casey Hayward and D. Alford and Mike Ford and stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, he's going to eat there. I don't know if we're going to get too much pressure. But they ain't been run blocking well. Like, that's been their issue is they can't run the ball. And so if you can get them into
they had a big injury early.
Yeah, you get some third and longs, you know, and you get after times. You're going to have to going to have to roll the dice. Dean P is going to have to – you're going to have to go after time. Yeah, you're going to have to go after time, in my opinion.
You think he's going to have Cole Beasley out there?
Is he active on the active roster?
Yeah, I think he caught a ball and tripped, got caught by the turf monster against Kansas City.
Cole will be out there then. Yeah. He was out there versus KC.
That's Wes Welker-esque, Julian Edelman-esque. I was going to say Amendola, but Amendola didn't really fill that hole like that.
No, I mean, I think I like the matchup. I like what I've seen from the Falcons the last 2 weeks. I like what I've seen from the Falcons for the first quarter, the first four games of the season. I don't even know if we call that a quarter of the season anymore, but I like
Slick
it.
Slick could have been 4-0.
What'd you say?
I said Slick could have been 4-0.
Could have been, man. That was a shoe-in 3-1 with line of sight to 4-0, but you know. I like it. They scrappy. You're not gonna like, and we said it before the season started. You are not gonna want to play this team for 60 minutes.
Mm-mm.
So
wait till I get a linebacker that want to hit somebody.
2022, you don't buy one.
Fuck.
Deion Jones, he's coming off of IR. But no, I mean, I think it's a good matchup. I'm excited to see
him. About to just run straight through that red light. But where is he going to play?
Come on, man. He's not going to play.
We just donated 20 mil.
Yeah, that's dead cap. He is on the roster.
Was that TD's contract?
Yeah.
TD said, I got you, my boy.
Yeah, that's why I ran through that. That man is dead cap. He's just on the roster.
Man, we got so much money and talent out.
Yep. But that's coaching. You could be.
I think that's why we keep catching these folks by surprise because they ain't even ready.
Yep.
This is the old Falcons from last year. They're like, no, we got more gaps filled in with this scheme. We had a bunch of holes in the scheme last year. Now we were able to load up in the draft and sign a couple of free agents. Looks a lot better.
When you got at least league average across the board, you ain't trying out Steven Means and Brandon Copeland.
Ooh, Jesus.
And James Baldurs. So
I gotta keep it 100 with you. I'll stop watching when them boys are playing.
But yeah. No, I think so. What's your thoughts on the Bucs?
I jumped back like 3-2. We coming and we taking sole possession of first place. In the NFC South, they're not strong enough to keep up with us. I think we got a new statue quarterback. We had a statue light quarterback last week, and they had to run the ball. I think they're going to run the ball this week. I think they're going to look at that two down lineman with the lack of good reads from our LBs and think they're going to pound it. So I hope they step up in this box. And play some good football because Fat Lenny is coming. And young Rashard White, I think they're going to get him some more balls in the flats. I can see him getting some isolation with Michael Walker, too, on a couple of arrow routes if they do run those. I don't watch them. Yeah, they do run that. I saw Leonard Fournette run that arrow. I can see Rashard White posing a problem potentially. Just because he's hungry and he got a little taste and he got smoke but he got a touchdown. Then they want to get him going because they know that their receiving core is shattered as far as health goes, and they're going to have to lean on Mike Evans. I'm with you on Mike Evans. I think Mike Evans goes for 100 and a tub. Cameron Brate, non-factor. I think Godwin might get one. I don't know if Tom Brady's healthy. That's the thing. That's why I asked if Cole Beasley going to be out there so he can get them cheap completions. You know, his ring finger's hurting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough read. Like, it's just a tough read. It's one of those games where it's just like, I just think the Falcons have to nut up and want it. Like, they can win it. But
you got to go into Tampa. Remember last time we went to Tampa? Yeah. That wasn't the last time, but.
Got beat by 23.
Last time we went to Tampa, yeah. But the last time when we fought in Tampa, because we were keeping up with them. I think they need to bring that same mentality down there that they've been playing with. I like Caleb Huntley, brother. I think he's a solid running back. He reads the holes very well. He reads the blocks. Devin White is going to be a problem. I don't know how Mariota is going to compensate for that. I'm curious to see how Arthur Smith draws it up because he was rocking and rolling. I know them boys came with it to him last night, but Devin White is a problem. The rest of them, they don't scare me. But that's what I'm saying with Michael Walker. You get somebody like Devin White in there, that's just a monster all over the field. Game changer. You look at that defense, totally different with Devin White. You take Devin White out, who do they have?
They still got Levante, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, Levante, he on the back end.
You still. And he ain't bringing it the same way that Devin White.
Right.
Devin White coming crazy. He kamikaze type.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah. I mean,
Big Lindstrom was firing off. I like Lindstrom against Devin White now.
Yeah,
that's going to be the matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Lindstrom and Vita Vea.
Lindstrom had a block. Lindstrom had a block on the second level. Did you see that block?
The pancake.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and I like Cordero Hodge blocking on the edge. I like what I saw in that run game Sunday.
Yep. No, I think it'll be fun. Like the secondary is the same problem that the Browns just presented to you. Jamel Dean, Carlton Davis are real on the outside. You know, my boy Antoine Winfield Jr. should have been a Falcon. Mike Edwards, you know, the secondary is ready for whatever. But I just don't trust Mariota. Like, I don't trust him this game. If he wasn't feeling it at home against that Browns secondary, I don't trust him going on the road. And he's probably gonna be playing from behind a decent bit. Not big, but it's probably gonna be you're gonna have to keep up. You're gonna have to field goal. You know, it'd probably be like a 3-4 point hole. Probably every time he gets the ball, he's gonna have to answer. And I don't trust him with that degree of pressure. Like, you got Tom Brady on the other side looking. And
I think that's my biggest issue too, brother.
Yeah.
Like, how does he win? How does he win after coming off a 7 completion game?
I don't know. Like, I think part of me thinks it's going to be two outcomes in this game for Mariota. He leads the Falcons to a competitive outing, win or loss, or we see Desmond Ridder before the end of the game.
Does Kyle Pitts score?
No.
Jeez.
I mean, he's trying to manufacture. You got down there. He tried to run a little tip pass jet sweep to Kyle Pitts, but then Drew Dahlman almost snapped the ball over his head. And so it's like, you know, Arthur Smith is like, I'm trying to get them the ball. And again, stuff that is outside of the head coach's control happens. So he had a touchdown to Drake London on the other fumble, where Drew Dahlman, bad snap, Drake London wide open on the slant. Mariota just got picked the ball up and throw it away. And it's like, you know, he could draw him up, but if you just making mistakes like that, I just don't know. I don't know how you. I like Drew Dahlman. It reminds me of Mike Person from 2015. He a good blocker, but if you're a center and your snaps are an issue, I don't know what you do. Especially when you got a shaky quarterback. You blow on Mariota too hard, and now he's suddenly out of it. So, we'll see. And Drew Dahlman going to have to deal with big Vita Vea's bringing 350 pounds to the table every snap. So, I don't know. I don't know the impact on his snaps with that. But after Sunday, Mariota got me nervous about everything he does, which I don't know how you coach around it. I mean, Art did it. Elite coach. I'm going to keep saying it. Bro, he's found elite. A way.
I said great, not elite yet.
That's
fine. I think you got to have two Super Bowls under your belt to be called elite.
Hey, that's fine. I give you that as a barometer. Bar is lower for me. I'm a Falcon fan.
No.
I think, I don't know. I don't want to predict the L, but that's kind of how I'm feeling. Like, I don't trust Mariota. I think the rest of the team is ready. But I think this Bucks team smells blood in the water. They got two losses, back-to-back losses at home. They're not trying to take a third, especially in the division. Like,
so you got us dropping it.
Yeah, man. I got us dropping this one, man. I think it's going to be something like 27-21. Maybe like a late field goal, make it like 27-24. I don't know, but I don't know. It don't feel good. I don't have the quarterback that I can trust going against a team that's lost two in a row. I was rooting for the Bucks last night because I did not want them to be coming into this game on a two-game skid.
How many points they put up last night? What, 31? Something like that?
Yep.
It was garbage time points too.
Yeah, the game was out of hand. It was over before they got to 31.
24-28 Falcons. It's gonna be a barn burner.
That's a barn burner, bro.
For us. Let me see. Do we have any over unders?
Man, you've been fired with the over unders. I'm gonna let you call it.
You know, let's get that from watching my boys, Pat and the boys. They spotting us 8 over under 48.5. That means we're gonna score some points. I'm sticking 28-24.
I mean, Bucks only giving up 17 points a game, but
I don't know if we score 28 points on them though. I'm looking at those matchups.
Yeah,
we got to get the ball to Pitts. We're gonna score.
It's a more even matchup now than I thought it was a month ago.
That's exactly how I feel.
I
think it's gonna run up 28. To 24. It's going to be slow, or it's going to be us fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Tom is healthy. Whatever the elbow issue is that they're claiming, I think that's real because he wasn't throwing right. we were watching the game last night, and he tried to throw a deep, what, a 10, 12 yard out. And that ball had training wheels on it.
Ooh, looked like one of those old Peyton balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but Tom ain't never lost to the Falcons.
You said Tom has never?
Tom has never lost to the Falcons.
Hey.
Sunday, you want to see a show?
Turn it on.
It's going to be on the D-line. It's going to be, I mean, because they line is fine. Like, it's not, yeah, they had a lot of turnover, but, like, I don't see Ebiketti and Carter and, hell, throw Malone out there. I don't see them beating Donovan Smith and Tristan Wirfs like that. So it's like, if you ain't getting pressure.
I think Ebiketti will surprise you.
I'm a big fan.
He coming from LBU now.
I'm a big fan. I'm a fan. I don't know. Because he's going to be coming against Wirfs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard man to get around.
This is the game that Lorenzo Carter's supposed to step up.
Yep.
And flash. And this is what I'm saying. I don't have faith in that. Like,
yeah.
With him.
I think he's solid,
but like, bro, like they look at you as a leader. Like you gonna have to. This is when you make plays. Like he reminds me of how what John Abraham meant to the defense early on. Not when he was like, you know, Abe. He was Jonathan Abraham. Yeah, he started making plays, and it was like, oh, okay, I see what we got here.
Yep. I mean, Lorenzo got a sack every other game. This is going to be every other game right here.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael Walker led the team in tackles, too.
Hey, but Lorenzo didn't get beaten to a sack. He got his sack rightfully. I agree that it's going to be on him, but it's like, I think Grady can get loose against their interior.
I think so, too.
And so,
but you see how you had that confidence, though?
Yeah. But, like, I think like,
that's I need that. I need more of that in the front seven.
But Dean Pease can't run a two-down lineman. Like, I know people are like, well, it's 2-4-5. That means your edges. No. Dean Pease needs to get off the bus with Taquan, Grady, and Anthony Rush on the field together and put Ebiketti and Carter on the outside. I want five of them. I'm getting one-on-one.
Big boy from Auburn, bro.
What?
What happened to that big boy from Auburn?
Marlon Davidson, he on IR. He's eligible to return as of this week. Him, Oliver, and Debo. But, you know, we don't have word on that at the present moment.
That's a lot of talent just sitting around.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that's what I do. I'm getting off the bus with three. I'm running a true 3-4 off the bus. Yes, they got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Cole Beasley and Russell Gage. I don't care.
You left one person out, bro.
Who?
Who?
I got no love for that man.
Hey, man, that's Roll Tide. That's my dog.
He washed.
Hey, he's still clean.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, he cannot call this game as if Tom Brady's on the other side. He has to call this game attacking. Like, it's
Matt Ryan on the other side.
Matt Stafford, like, at least, I mean, something. Yeah, Matt Ryan on the other side. Like, go get this man. Like,
yeah.
Don't make it easy. Don't play in space. Like, get to third and longs and make them work. Mm-hmm. Take that play action out of a pocket. Michael Walker going to have to show up. Michael Walker is going to be a lot because that's, like you said, he's not going to go deep. Like, he's not feeling it. And so it's going to be a bunch of slants, drags, digs. They coming at them linebackers.
Right.
And so they need to be ready.
They're not punishing these boys.
Mm-mm.
Let's wrap up tackle. Hit somebody. Make somebody feel you.
Yep.
Where is he from? He from California.
Fresno State.
Man, bring me somebody from the South.
Rockhead. Yeah. No, I mean, we'll see. We got score predictions. I'm a little down. I'm Mr. Optimistic, but I think this is – I'm going in – I can't get 30 points. You know, I can't get 60 minutes of football because Marcus Mariota is my team's quarterback. Maybe if I just predict a close L, since I can't get what I want. So, we're going to see, man.
4-point win. They're the birds.
Write it down. We're going to be back same time, same place next week.
Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been King's Landing. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your time and appreciation. Falcons fans, let's do it again. 3-2. Right, OJ the Jew.
Man. Hey. 3-2. On the way back. First winning record under Arthur Smith is on the line. I want to see him come get it. All right, bro.
We out of here.